Preliminary English Test. Listening. Test 1. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What activity will the friends do first?
I'm really looking forward to our trip tomorrow.
Yeah. What shall we do first? I'd really like to go shopping if we can.
Me too. But we should leave that till last. Queen Square with the amazing fountain won't be so busy early on, so we could go and see that.
Before we see anything else? Good idea. And then for lunch, I know a great restaurant by the river. We can have a nice walk beside the water before we eat.
Great.
Now listen again.
I'm really looking forward to our trip tomorrow.
Yeah. What shall we do first? I'd really like to go shopping if we can.
Me too. But we should leave that till last. Queen Square with the amazing fountain won't be so busy early on, so we could go and see that.
Before we see anything else? Good idea. And then for lunch, I know a great restaurant by the river. We can have a nice walk beside the water before we eat.
Great.
Two. What problem does the man have?
You don't look well, Jack. Is something the matter?
I'm not feeling great.
Is it the same problem you had last week? Didn't you go to the doctor's about your ears?
Well, she gave me some pills for that, which got rid of the earache. But they do give me headaches, which is what I've got now. But I'll be fine when I've had something to eat. My stomach's empty.
I'm sure you're right. Let's get some lunch.
Now listen again.
You don't look well, Jack. Is something the matter?
I'm not feeling great.
Is it the same problem you had last week? Didn't you go to the doctor's about your ears?
Well, she gave me some pills for that, which got rid of the earache. But they do give me headaches, which is what I've got now. But I'll be fine when I've had something to eat. My stomach's empty.
I'm sure you're right. Let's get some lunch.
Three. Which job is the man's cousin doing at the moment?
I'm seeing my cousin for lunch tomorrow.
That's nice. Is that the one who's going to university in January?
Yeah. But while she's waiting for the course to start, she's got a part-time job up at the castle. She loves history, and she really wanted to be going round explaining things to tourists. But she got work in the cafe instead. She's really good at making bread and cakes, and she says it's great to get paid for doing that. She finds the other staff there really friendly too.
Great.
Now listen again.
I'm seeing my cousin for lunch tomorrow.
That's nice. Is that the one who's going to university in January?
Yeah. But while she's waiting for the course to start, she's got a part-time job up at the castle. She loves history, and she really wanted to be going round explaining things to tourists. But she got work in the cafe instead. She's really good at making bread and cakes, and she says it's great to get paid for doing that. She finds the other staff there really friendly too.
Great.
Four. Which dish will the woman have for lunch?
You probably don't even want to look at the menu. You always have the grilled chicken for lunch here.
I know. Aren't I boring? But actually, I might have something different today. The soup's got peppers and sausage in it, which sounds great.
Yes, but it says it's spicy. Would that be all right for you?
Oh, probably not. The fish salad is very healthy, of course. But I'm quite hungry, so I think I'll get what I usually have after all.
Okay.
Now listen again.
You probably don't even want to look at the menu. You always have the grilled chicken for lunch here.
I know. Aren't I boring? But actually, I might have something different today. The soup's got peppers and sausage in it, which sounds great.
Yes, but it says it's spicy. Would that be all right for you?
Oh, probably not. The fish salad is very healthy, of course. But I'm quite hungry, so I think I'll get what I usually have after all.
Okay.
Five. What time do the friends agree to meet this evening?
Are you still free for the cinema tonight? The 7:30 film sold out, but there are still tickets for the 6:30 show.
That actually suits me better. I finish work at 5:45, so why don't we meet for supper at 6 o'clock, before we go in?
I'd love to, but could I see you for coffee instead? At the cafe next to the cinema at 6:15? I don't finish work until 6, which doesn't give us enough time for supper.
Fine. See you then.
Now listen again.
Are you still free for the cinema tonight? The 7:30 film sold out, but there are still tickets for the 6:30 show.
That actually suits me better. I finish work at 5:45, so why don't we meet for supper at 6 o'clock, before we go in?
I'd love to, but could I see you for coffee instead? At the cafe next to the cinema at 6:15? I don't finish work until 6, which doesn't give us enough time for supper.
Fine. See you then.
Six. What will the weather be like tomorrow afternoon?
We've had a great day skiing today at Glenfine Mountain Resort with excellent conditions. Very bright, with brilliant blue skies and wonderful views across the valley. However, things will change a bit tomorrow morning. It will start foggy, which might stop skiing until noon, but from midday until sunset, it'll be back to the same lovely conditions as today's. Luckily, there won't be any return to the windy afternoons we had at the beginning of the week.
Now listen again.
We've had a great day skiing today at Glenfine Mountain Resort with excellent conditions. Very bright, with brilliant blue skies and wonderful views across the valley. However, things will change a bit tomorrow morning. It will start foggy, which might stop skiing until noon, but from midday until sunset, it'll be back to the same lovely conditions as today's. Luckily, there won't be any return to the windy afternoons we had at the beginning of the week.
Seven. What does the man decide to buy?
Can I help you?
Yes. I was in the shop last week and you had a display in the window of some large dinner plates, blue ones.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid we only have a couple left.
That won't be enough. It's a present for my mum and she loved the colour. Do you have anything else in the blue? Bowls or something like that?
We've got this set of mugs, which are very nice.
Should prefer to have some plates, but I think those will be fine.
Now listen again.
Can I help you?
Yes. I was in the shop last week and you had a display in the window of some large dinner plates, blue ones.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid we only have a couple left.
That won't be enough. It's a present for my mum and she loved the colour. Do you have anything else in the blue? Bowls or something like that?
We've got this set of mugs, which are very nice.
Should prefer to have some plates, but I think those will be fine.
That is the end of part 1.